From National Public Radio and the Washington National Opera, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. The story of Samson and Delilah seems to have just about everything an opera needs. There's plenty of brilliant music for the solo voice, along with a load of sensuality and lots of chances for overwhelming spectacle. But when we asked Placido Domingo about the opera, the first thing he mentioned wasn't a great aria, a lush love duet, or the famous ending, where a whole palace crashes to the ground. Instead, he turned to the drama's biblical roots and described one of its quietest moments, a gentle, sacred chorus.
I think the religious aspect also is one part that I really love, because it comes this sacred moment which all Hebrews are praying. I always remember as one of the most unbelievable moments, and it always touched me, you know. If I sing it or I conduct the piece, it always touched me this moment.
That's Placido Domingo, General Director of the Washington National Opera. Coming up from the nation's capital, we'll hear his company's production of Samson and Delilah by Camille Saint-Saëns. It stars tenor Carl Tanner and mezzo-soprano Olga Borodina in the title roles.